welcome to Holistic Talk. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm your podcast host, Sherita Berry. Yes. And welcome to Holistic Talk on this morning. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. That's right, consult with your medical doctor first before you make any changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family. Before we move on with our podcast on today, hey, guess what? I got a tip for you today. That's right. We're going to give you some tips on today. And it's called Throw Your Own Confetti. That's right. Throw Your Own Confetti. It's about progress, not perfection. Celebrate the small stuff like increasing veggies, moving more or drinking more water. Be proud of yourself, my sister. Be proud of yourself, my brother. Every step of the way. You, and you deserve it. That's right. This is what I want you to do on this week. One day this week, because it's still fresh in a week, take a moment to compliment yourself on any area of progress. That's right. Any area of progress. If you reached a goal on today, compliment yourself. If you did something extraordinary today, compliment yourself. If you reached a landmark, compliment yourself. That's right. Be specific now. Be very specific. Be kind and be generous, genuine. Tell yourself why it's important to keep this progress going and record it in your action notebook. That's right. Action notebook, aka journal. You know what I mean? So take the time out on this weekend to celebrate who? Yourself. Hey, I got some news for you. That's right. Got some news for you. Tripping to Destiny, INC. Have you ever heard of them? Tripping, the number two, Destiny, Outreach Center, INC. Well, let me give you a little bit of scoop of what's going on. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. That's right. 501c3 nonprofit organization registered with the IRS. And starting July the 1st through August the 10th, 2022, we have a school supply drive that will be taking place. That's right. We're taking donations of ink pens, pencils, pens, notebooks, paper, composition notebooks, crayons, glue, scissors, rulers, backpacks, all kinds of school supplies that you can think of. That's right. And if you want to donate school supplies, email us at D as in doll, the number two, D as in doll, Outreach Center, INC, at Outlook.com. That's the letter D as in doll, the number two, the letter D as in doll, Outreach Center, INC, at Outlook.com. And yes, that's right. We're having a school supply drive. And we're helping the youth in our communities in Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Maryland, and Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. And guess what? If you live in the state of Richmond, Virginia, we also offer pickup. And you have to email us for drop-off locations and pickup for the state of Richmond, Virginia. And get this, if you wanted to make a monetary donation to help us purchase school supplies, you can visit www.pysandpaulysandyellowdestinyintlmin.webs.com. That's www.pysandyellowmin.webs.com. That's right. Driven to Destiny Outreach Center is having a school supply drive July the 1st to August the 10th, 2022. So let's get this discussion on today. So a lot of people want to know what's the difference between an MD and an ND. That's right. An ND is a naturopathic doctor and an MD is a medical doctor. And a lot of people wonder, okay, what is the difference? Don't they do the same thing? They both doctors. They both went to medical school. So how come they are different? And how come, you know, what's the buzz? So I'm going to tell you the buzz on today. So the difference between NDs and MDs. That's right. Naturopathic doctors and medical doctors. So in a nutshell, naturopathic doctors and medical doctors are both valuable in the field of medicine. That's right. They both valuable in the field of medicine. Naturopathic doctors are general practitioners similar to a family practice doctor and refer to specialists when necessary to ensure their patients are diagnosed and treated effectively and safely. Okay. So this is the difference, you can say. A naturopathic doctor will treat by very, or people that go to a naturopathic doctor will be treated by a very well-trained doctor. Just like you go to a medical doctor, you're treated by a well-trained medical doctor. Just like medical doctors always going to school to learn something new, naturopathic doctors probably do the same thing. But that has a deep insight into how to best help a patient heal and build upon their health. So kind of like a medical doctor, but kind of not like a medical doctor. So MDs, medical doctors, are excellent at trauma, diagnostic medicine, surgery, accurate health care. However, their care of chronic condition is oftentimes to suppress symptoms with drugs or surgery. Okay. So, NDs are trained as general practitioners. NDs, naturopathic doctors. They can treat acute illness like colds, coughs, stomach bugs, and flu. With chronic health conditions, they work to uncover the obstacles that prevent true health and then prescribe treatments that assist the body in regaining health. Now, you might be saying, okay, that's like a doctor. No, it's not like a doctor. Very, very different. Now, the education piece is kind of similar, but sort of different, because medical doctors, they study this, the anatomy, just like naturopathic doctors. I remember when I was going to school getting my degree in complementary alternative medicine, we had to study anatomy and physiology. So we had to learn the parts of the body, the physiology of the body, the makeup of the body, and all that good stuff. So just like, NDs must have a bachelor's degree and take it all pre-med courses similar to that of a medical doctor. Okay, so they have to have a bachelor's degree, have to take pre-accredited courses just like a medical doctor before they go into the field to get their doctor's degree and all that good stuff. So similarities, but a lot of things are different. A lot of the studies are different. So the educational process for naturopathic doctors and medical doctors is very similar. Both types of medical school, naturopathic MDs, are accredited by the federal government. The first 2 years of schools are very similar, with focus on basic and clinical sciences such as anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, pathology, pharmacology, lab diagnosis, and others. Yes, when I was in school getting my degree, I'm going to tell you some of the classes that I had to take. And I have a master's degree in complementary alternative medicine. And there were a lot of classes that I had to take. Yeah, a lot of classes that I had to take. Very similar to those in the medical field to take classes. Very similar. So I'm going to share with you some of the classes. I had to take a pathology class. I took a pathology class. I took anatomy and physiology class 1 and 2. I took an integrated pathology class. I took complementary alternative pathology. So that's similar to what they took anatomy of pathology. Same thing, almost. But we probably learned some of the same things that we learned. I'm going to tell you some of the things that was taught when I was taken. Of course, we had the clinical hypertension, clinical collate varicose veins, clinical collate hemorrhoids, clinical collate chronic diseases. So those that were NDs and MDs, they studied the same thing. So they learned, they performed comprehensive patient intake with physical exam, assess the patient, order lab work, make diagnosis, treat, create treatment plans, and then monitor the patients and follow up. So those are the things that they learned in school. Like I said, NDs probably learned a little bit different. The total hours of education received by a naturopractic doctor and medical doctor is compatible with ND schools having more hours in some areas and vice versa comparison to medical schools. So the education is different. As we said, you know, they take pathology classes, they take anatomy classes, because you have to study the body, you have to learn the parts of the organ, you have to learn the parts of the brain, you have to learn the muscles and all that good stuff. You have to learn about learn about the blood and different things. It's a lot of things that medical doctors learn. There's a lot of things that naturopathic doctors learn that medical doctors don't know. It's a lot of things that medical doctors learn that naturopaths practice doctors don't learn. So naturopathic doctors are required to graduate from an accredited 4-year naturopathic medical school. Graduates must pass a licensing exam called the NPLEX, naturopathic physician's license examination, in order to be licensed as a primary care physician similar to doctors. This test is rigorous, several days long examination process. Now, this is the thing. Different from medical doctor. Now, medical doctor, they require a residency. So, after license, medical doctor must complete a residency in their chosen specialty. So, the naturopathic doctors do not have to complete our residencies. It's not required. Like I said, they may study some of the same classes, but they are different but similar. Naturopathic doctors, like medical doctors, may prescribe medicine. They may send for lab work. They may do surgery. Versus naturopathic doctors, naturopathic doctor may prescribe herbs, herbal supplements. They may do homeopathic remedies, probiotics, and different things like that. Exercise regimens, nutrition, all that good stuff. Versus a medical doctor's, you know, hey, you know, we're gonna give you these pills, da da da, yada yada yada. We're going to need surgery. Versus a naturopathic doctor say, you know what, we're going to put you on a diet. We're going to put you on an exercise program. We're going to give you this probiotic, or we're going to try this herbal remedy. Sort of like that. So naturopathic doctors are licensed doctors in the state of the naturopathic doctors. In the United States, they really don't, this is quote unquote, you know, something that I heard. A lot of people, well, the United States really don't like to recognize naturopathic doctors. Are there schools for naturopathic doctors? There are not that many schools that offer naturopathic doctors. Even when I was looking into it, I only found like maybe 6 schools that offer naturopathic doctor courses, and I was like, wow. And so when I was trying to
you know, go to school and see if I can get funding, you know, or do Department of Education, different things like that. Quote unquote, I was told that if I go and choose, I will have to pay out of pocket. So that's some of the difference, and we're going to come back right after this break. Hey, guess what, guys? Be free text line. That's right. Be free text line. Text help to 233-733. That's right. Text help to 233-733. Be free. Confidential 24/7. The National Human Trafficking Hotline is 1-888-373-7888. The National Human Trafficking Hotline is 1-888-373-7888. TTY 711. TTY 711. Hey guys, don't forget, Driven to Destiny Outreach Center, we're having a back-to-school school supply drive starting July the 1st through August the 10th, 2022. In the state of Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Maryland, and Rocky Mount, North Carolina. We want to be a blessing to those students in those locations and help them be prepared for the 2022-2023 school year. Now, if you would like to make a donation, in-kind donation of school supplies, you can email us at the letter D as in doll, the number 2 is the number 2, the letters are D as in doll, Outreach Center, INC, at Outlook.com. That's D2D, Outreach Center, INC, at Outlook.com, and get in contact with us, and we'll let you know where you can drop off the school supplies. If you'd like to make a monetary donation to help us purchase school supplies, you can go to our website by going to www.p as in Paul, y as in Yella, destiny, intlmin, dot webs, w as in water, e as in egg, b as in ball, s as in sam, .com. So that's www.pydestiny.webs.com, and click on make a donation today. Now, if you live in the state of Richmond, Virginia, we do offer pickup for those residents that live in the state of Richmond, Virginia. Don't forget to email us at D2D Outreach Center, INC, at Outlook.com. So we're back. So now what we're going to do, like I said, it's going to be a brief overview to let you all know. A practitioner, a naturopractic doctor. Like I said, they combine their wisdom of nature with rigorous of modern science. That means some doctors, like I said, will prescribe herbs, a herbal remedy, a tincture, essential oils, probiotics, may offer you exercise, refer you to a nutritionist, and at the same time, they will also refer you back to your own medical doctor. A medical doctor specializes in surgery, biological approach to healing. They are educated on specific diseases, and they use our different techniques to test, to diagnose a patient, symptoms, develop treatment plans, and address the disease, which is very different from what an MD, an ND, naturopractic doctor does. So, what is their training? So, a naturopractic doctor is the same. Medical assessment and diagnosis, patient management, communication and collaboration, professionalism, career development and practice management, system-based practice, practice-based learning research, and scholarships. The ND, naturopractic doctor, along with the medical doctor, learns the same thing. Now the requirements. The naturopractic doctor the same as a MD. 4 years undergraduate medical education, 2 years of classroom instruction, the average credit, the first 2 years, 136 for a naturopractic doctor. For a medical doctor, 91. An ND, naturopractic doctor. Four, backtrack, my bad. Average credit, first 2 years, 191. Minimum hours of clinical training or clerkship before residency. Remember, a naturopractic doctor, they don't have to go through a residency like a medical doctor. ND, 1,200 hours. Department of Education accredited, yes. Biomedical science, anatomy, biochemistry, neuroabli, embryology, histology, pharmacology, ND, naturopractic doctor, and a medical doctor learn the same thing. They learn the same thing. So, with some of the places ND works, the naturopractic doctor work, interprofessional outpatient clinics, telemedical practice, nonprofit and undeserved communities, clinics, administrative research, education, supplement, natural products industry, entrepreneurship, private business. They do not work in pharmaceutical industry. Very seldom you might see a naturopractic doctor work in a hospital, but that's very seldom. Very seldom. So, a lot of people want to know. There is a difference. The education is similar but different. A naturopractic doctor, they also deal with acupuncture, homeopathic medicine, botanical medicine, physical medicine, like I said, exercise, therapies, and counseling. That's what a naturopractic doctor works with. Herbs. So, different from a medical doctor. A medical doctor won't say, hey, we're going to prescribe you homeopathic medicine. Hey, we're going to prescribe you or get you some botanical medicines. No, they don't do that. So a lot of people wanted to know the difference, and there you have the difference. So do insurance pay for a naturopractic doctor? We're going to talk about that in another episode. Does insurance pay for alternative medicine? Some insurance companies will, some insurance companies work. From off the top of my head, I could tell you that insurance companies will pay for chiropractor. You say, huh? Chiropractor? Yes, chiropractor is considered alternative method of treatment. So insurance companies will pay for you to see a chiropractor if your physician recommends it. So it's a lot of things that you have to understand. You have to learn the difference between a medical doctor and a naturopathic doctor. This is why we always tell people, I know I do. I don't know about everybody else, but I can speak for myself. I tell people, before you go see a naturopathic doctor, before you go see an acupuncture, before you go see a herbalist, someone that's aromatherapy, or even before you come and see me, seek the advice from your medical doctor first, because they're the ones that know you. We don't. So go to your medical doctor. Talk to them about it. We do not prescribe, diagnose, treat, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. We don't do that. I don't do that. I tell people, talk to your doctor. If you have a medical condition, before you do herbal remedies or a homeopathic treatment, talk to your doctor, because a lot of different herbs and a lot of different essential oils, a lot of different methods can interact, have a drug interaction with the medicine that you get from your medical doctor. So I advise people to speak with your medical doctor or your nurse practitioner when you can. So this concludes our podcast for today. Just giving some, you know, a lot of people a brief overview of understanding. And join us on tomorrow as we continue our discussion, the difference between a naturopathic practitioner and a doctor, medical doctor. I thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Remember, this podcast for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. And not forget, we're going to come back with another part to this segment as we continue to break down on a naturopathic doctor and a medical doctor.